What's up, everybody? Taylor Price here, back for another episode of Niner Talk, the show that answers your Twitter questions right here on 49ers.com. I'm standing right outside of Levi's Stadium, the billion-dollar home of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, there's a lot going on with the team at training camp, and you guys have sent me plenty of questions, so let's get right to them and not waste any more time. Shishka Rob has our first question. With Kendall Hunter's unfortunate injury, what do you expect from the ageless wonder, Frank Gore? I expect Frank Gore to be Frank Gore. Watching him out at training camp, he looks just like the same old Frankie G we've grown to love and appreciate over these past 9 seasons. Gore has 1,100 or more rushing yards and 8 or more rushing touchdowns in all 3 years playing under Jim Harbaugh. That means he's been the bell cow in the Jim Harbaugh era. Gore remains hungry to succeed, and he enters the final year of his contract. So expect Frank the Tank to keep rolling all season long. Next up, Alex Tran asked this question. How is camp this year different for Eric Reed? The biggest difference is that Reed is not competing to be a starter on defense. He enters 2014 as a bona fide stud. He made the Pro Bowl as a rookie, and now he's going to build on that strong debut by pairing his tough and smart play with new safety Antoine Bethea. Reed has always been ambitious when it comes to playing football. I remember last year he told me his email address as a kid was nflbound@aol.com. Reed's email for 2014, that should be ereed35@allpro.com. Ethan is next on the dance floor. He asks, any rookie cornerbacks standing out in practice so far who could become contenders for the starting job on the outside? Jim Harbaugh said Tremaine Brock and Chris Culver are playing at a different level compared to other DBs on the roster. They appear to be locked in as starters. But to answer your question, I've been impressed with 6'2", 200-pound rookie corner Dante Johnson. He's had success against our veteran receivers, and he even broke up a red zone pass to Anquan Boldin, and that's not easy to do. Jimmy Ward also has a good chance of starting, but on the inside as a nickel cornerback. Ward has been impressive so far at camp, but he'll need to earn a day one role, just like Reed did in 2013 and Alden Smith did in 2011. Jorge has question 4 this week. How is Navarro Bowman's rehab coming along? As Coach Harbaugh would say, I'm not in his body, so I can't really tell you what's going on. But I will tell you that Bowman has been out at practice every single day with a big smile on his face. He's encouraging his fellow linebackers, and throughout the day, he's rehabbing hard behind the scenes. I'll tell you what, it was really cool the other day when Patrick Willis posted an Instagram picture of the two guys hanging out in the facility. Those guys are two peas in a pod, and they'll be back doing their thing in a very short time. Bowman is on the PUP list, and if he stays there to start the season, he can be activated after week 6. Up next, 49ers Ryan has this question. Who has been the most surprising player at camp this year in terms of on-the-field play? It's hard to pick just one, so let me name drop a couple of the Niners. I would first say Blaine Gabbert has looked solid as the number 2 quarterback. There doesn't seem to be a true competition to be Colin Kaepernick's backup this year. On the defensive line, Tank Carradine has been a beast, but that's not much of a surprise. Another second-year defensive lineman, Quinton Dial, he's also been a handful for the offensive linemen. And lastly, I have to highlight Jimmy Ward once again. He didn't practice all offseason with a foot injury, and he picked off Kaepernick on his first ever training camp practice. That's a pretty good debut if you ask me, which you sort of did. Question of the week, that goes to Ben Wong, who brought this gem to the party. First, the crab shuffle. Now, Kaepernicking is worldwide. Who's the next Niner to have a signature celebration? Ben, I am so glad that you asked this question. I'm looking forward to seeing tons of new celebrations this year. Vernon Davis, however, he can't shoot jump shots anymore. So I'm wondering if he's going to go out there and hurdle a referee and then hand the ball back to the official. That would be epic. No, seriously. I thought of a couple new dances for this year. It would be great to see the Antoine Bethea boogie. Or how about the Capper Nene? Well, no, you know what? The more I think about it, Alden Smith doing whatever he wants to do after he sacks the quarterback, that's just fine with me. All right, let's close this week's Niner Talk show with a question from second-year wide receiver Quinton Patton. QP asked this one. Whose dance is better, King Crab 15 or Patton Boy 11? Wow, Quentin, I am stumped. I really am. How do you choose between the two? It's really just a lose-lose situation for me right now. I will say this, though. The crab shuffle is legit. And when you do the jig train dance, that is pretty sweet as well. But let me say this. I like the thought of combining the best of both worlds. I saw you guys strumming the air guitar the other day at practice, and I've seen you do it in games before. And I think that move is the next big thing in 2014. So that probably answered question 6, but either way, there you have it. Air guitars all day at Levi's Stadium, which will be rocking in the preseason in just a couple of weeks.